2210. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence of South Park, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org.
It's a hot one, 101 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 112. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies. Online, you will always find us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have news headlines for you in approximately 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 3:30. At 3:36, despite warnings from experts, some people have been turning to AI chatbots during moments of mental health distress.
We feel so alone when we're suicidal. We don't recognize how many people have been through this exact same situation and have found someone that they could trust.
What's being done to prevent self-harm among frequent AI users? That story and much more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
We do have an extreme heat warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for pretty much all of the KPR listening area. The exception would be the border counties with Missouri. You have an extreme heat warning until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami counties in Kansas. The border Missouri counties as well of Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platt, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does, of course, include the entire Kansas City metro. Heat index values up to 114, if you can believe it. 101 degrees here in Lawrence, 112 is the heat index reading, 98 degrees in Topeka with an index reading of 109.
Support for NPR.
Of corruption he's displaying.
A story about corruption in politics and what voters think about it on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, Layla Fadel, A. Martinez, Matthew Algio. We'll get you caught up on the latest news from overnight and much more.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, Monday, July 27th from 4 p.m. Donate your gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 99 degrees in Manhattan, feels like 111. 99 in Emporia, feels like 108. It's 3:30.
Minimize his future risk of falls.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The area continues to suffer under extreme heat today, with heat index values from 110 to 115 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. Julie Deneche reports.
The utility company Evergy says surging demand during high temperatures puts additional stress on the power grid, causing occasional equipment failures. Spokesperson Courtney Lewis says automatic sensors help crews identify an issue before it becomes a problem.
Evergy prepares for this year-round. We invest in and we upgrade all of our equipment, and we make these investments where the weather is a little more stable and not as extreme.
When outages occur, Lewis says crews work to restore power to customers as safely and quickly as possible. I'm Julie Deneche.
More than 400,000 people attended Kansas City's 6 World Cup games this summer, but as Sam Zeff reports, A new survey showed the crowds didn't help business at most regional restaurants.
The Missouri Restaurant Association surveyed 39 restaurants across the metro and discovered a little more than half reported that revenue decreased during the tournament. A third of those said revenue was down more than 10%. 20% of area restaurants reported a boost in revenue. This despite the fact that many businesses hired more staff and extended operating hours. The report wasn't completely pessimistic. The Restaurant Association acknowledged the World Cup generated substantial regional excitement and international visibility, although the event did not produce broad economic gains. I'm Sam Zeff.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will consider whether a species of small skunks is threatened or endangered. Celia Yopis-Jepson has that story.
The plains spotted skunk is much smaller than the more common striped skunk, and it lives on prairies in the Midwest and on the Great Plains. The nonprofit group Grasslands Unlimited petitioned to have it considered for protection under the Endangered Species Act. Here's Executive Director Trevor Pellerite.
If we want to advocate for healthy ecosystems, that means keeping every species in it that we possibly can.
The group's petition cites new research by scientists in Kansas and Nebraska that suggests the species may be struggling. It could take U.S. Fish and Wildlife years to decide the matter. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
An extreme heat warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. That includes Lawrence, Topeka, Abilene, Chanute, Cottonwood Falls, Valley Falls. The exception would be a longer extreme heat warning, this one in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow for most of the Missouri border area. So Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, and Miami counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does include the entire Kansas City metro area.
From NPR News,
join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition starts off your day with news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Coming up next, news headlines at 4:01. At just about 4:10, in a landmark decision by a federal judge, thousands of authors may soon be getting a settlement from the AI company called Anthropic.
I was proud to be part of a ragtag bunch of authors, joined later by publishers, and face a Goliath.
The details on this settlement coming up on KPR. Extreme heat throughout the region through at least 9 o'clock tonight. Check on your neighbors. Check on your pets. Remember, if the pavement is too hot for you to touch, it's too hot for their paws.
This is All Things Considered for Men.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. We'll get you caught up on the very latest news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 101 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 112. The time is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
It's 98 degrees in Topeka, but feels like 111. The time is 4:06. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming up at 4:30. At 4:36, more than 300,000 Haitians living in the United States are losing temporary protected status. Many are now facing an uncertain legal future and possible deportation. We will have the latest coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
August 4th is primary election day in Kansas. Each party will choose its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It is a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates making their pitch in their own words. We ask them to tell KPR listeners, say, why should you vote for me? Hear the responses right now online at kansaspublicradio.org. Probably noticed it's, you know, stupid hot outside. An extreme heat warning in effect until 9 p.m. for virtually all the KPR listening area. The greater Kansas City metro and the border Missouri counties have an extreme heat warning all the way through the overnight hours until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. It is 102 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
Corruption in politics and what voters think about it tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow right here on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is dangerously hot. Stay hydrated, wear loose, light-colored clothing, check on your neighbors, your friends, your relatives. It's 4:30.
People wanting a work permit and not with legitimate fear of persecution. But immigration lawyers warn that in immigration courts, asylum approvals are at a record low, and people with valid claims of persecution might be denied. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Extreme heat continued across the area today with heat index values ranging from 110 to 115 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. The utility company Evergy says dangerously high temperatures place added strain on the power grid and occasionally cause equipment to fail. Spokesperson Courtney Lewis says overall, the system seems to be holding up well.
The power grid has thousands of mechanical parts, and the extreme weather does bring extra stress, and that can mean some outages for some customers.
When outages occur, Lewis says, crews respond to make repairs and restore power to customers as quickly as possible. More than 400,000 people attended Kansas City's 6 World Cup games this past summer. But as Sam Zeth tells us, a new report shows the crowds didn't help business at most local restaurants.
The Missouri Restaurant Association surveyed 39 restaurants across the metro and discovered a little more than half reported that revenue decreased during the tournament. A third of those said revenue was down more than 10%. 20% of area restaurants reported a boost in revenue. This despite the fact that many businesses hired more staff and extended operating hours. The report wasn't completely pessimistic. The Restaurant Association acknowledged the World Cup generated substantial regional excitement and international visibility, although the event did not produce broad economic gains. I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid spoke this morning on the shooting of the wife of one of the other team coaches in Virginia last night. Brandon Azeem has the details.
Coach Reid opened the press conference at the team's training camp addressing the shooting of Mia Bieniemy, wife of Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He said the family is in the team's thoughts while they continue practice at training camp in St. Joseph.
I'm going to have to be involved in this to help heal a little bit, but it'll all work out in the long run.
According to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, the couple's 27-year-old son, Elijah Zion Bieniemy, allegedly fired the shots, and he is now charged with multiple crimes. I'm Brandon Azeem.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, humid, sticky, hot, lows in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and storms, still humid, highs around 90. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition got to take a closer look at some of the tools that shaped this country.
They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start your day with the very latest information.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public August 23rd. Details at fiddpick.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Stay tuned. We will have news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, the influx of federal agents into Memphis, Tennessee last fall led to widespread immigration arrests. Most of these involved people without criminal convictions. The president has said he wants to replicate the effort elsewhere. Kat Lonsdorf gives us the lowdown coming up on KPR. Extreme heat warnings in effect throughout the KPR listening area through tomorrow morning for the Greater Kansas City Metro through 9 o'clock tonight for pretty much everyone else. It is 98 degrees in Topeka, but it feels like 111. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Healthier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 60 seconds. It is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
It is 100 degrees in Lawrence, Kansas. Feels like 113. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. If you are listening to us via a transmitter, what we call a terrestrial signal, the odds are it is extremely hot. Surprise news, breaking news. It's hot because it's July and it's Kansas. We have an extreme heat warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Abilene, Manhattan, Chanute, Cottonwood Falls. We do have an extreme heat warning until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Linn, and Miami counties in Kansas, all of the border Missouri counties as well. This does include the greater Kansas City Metroplex.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about ethical concerns regarding AI therapy. We are also going to visit a mountain tourist town trying to build year-round community by dedicating a building to craftspeople. It includes affordable housing. The story coming up on KPR.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Chrissy of the Appleseed Cast at Lawrence Public Library, September 9th, 6 p.m.
It's 5:20. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
Flagrant and unembarrassed by the amount of corruption he's displaying.
A story about corruption in politics and what voters think about it on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Start off your day in an informed way with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 40 seconds. It's very hot, in case you hadn't noticed. Extreme heat warnings in effect throughout the KPR listening area through at least 9 o'clock tonight. It is 100 degrees in Emporia. Feels like 107. It is 5:30.
But a second suspect remains at large. Stocks finished mixed today on Wall Street to start the trading week. Oil prices fell after the U.S. and Iran paused their attacks. The Dow gained 262 points, up about 0.5%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The area continues to suffer under extreme heat today, with heat index values from 110 to 115 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. Julie Deniche reports.
The utility company Evergy says surging demand during high temperatures puts additional stress on the power grid, causing occasional equipment failures. Spokesperson Courtney Lewis says, automatic sensors help crews identify an issue before it becomes a problem.
Evergy prepares for this year-round. We invest in and we upgrade all of our equipment, and we make these investments where the weather is a little more stable and not as extreme.
When outages occur, Lewis says crews work to restore power to customers as safely and quickly as possible. I'm Julie Deniche.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will consider whether a species of small skunks is threatened or endangered. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson has the details.
The Plains spotted skunk is much smaller than the more common striped skunk, and it lives on prairies in the Midwest and on the Great Plains. The nonprofit group Grasslands Unlimited petitioned to have it considered for protection under the Endangered Species Act. Here's Executive Director Trevor Pellerite.
If we want to advocate for healthy ecosystems, that means keeping every species in it that we possibly can.
The group's petition cites new research by scientists in Kansas and Nebraska that suggests the species may be struggling. It could take U.S. Fish and Wildlife years to decide the matter. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid spoke this morning on the shooting of the wife of one of the other team coaches in Virginia last night. Brandon Azeem has more.
Coach Reid opened the press conference at the team's training camp addressing the shooting of Mia Bieniemy, wife of Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He said the family is in the team's thoughts while they continue practice at training camp in St. Joseph.
I'm going to have to be involved in this to help heal a little bit, so, but it'll all work out in the long run.
According to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, the couple's 27-year-old son, Elijah Zion Bieniemy, allegedly fired the shots, and he is now charged with multiple crimes. I'm Brandon Azeem.
Mia Bieniemy remains in stable condition as of just about 2 hours ago. It is 100 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
Support our news.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
It's a great way to start off your day with the very latest news. First thing in the morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio handling the local duties.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 6:01, then at 6:06, as the number of U.S. service members killed and injured in Iranian attacks increased last week, the Pentagon decided to shift how it was releasing information about casualties. This is causing quite a furor. Quill Lawrence will tell us all about it, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
Extreme heat warning in effect for all of the KPR listening area until at least 9 o'clock tonight here in the greater Kansas City metro. Expect that heat warning to last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. It is 103 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
All things considered from NPR News, I'm Juana.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we report on history as we know it and as it's happening. Connect the latest headlines back to the past. Every morning on NPR.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.